I can just get my left leg under my arm and through an old tennis friend, huh?
This is the BBC Home Service. The soloist in that number was Frieda Minge, Bird Strangler.
Well said, Wallace Greenslade, Home Service announcer, shoes mended while he waked and all packed for ITA.
Ah, Philbert the Quandle.
Yuckaboo!
Is this true about you going to Hollywood, darling?
Yes, darling. I'm going to make a series of short cowboy films.
And what part will you be playing?
The short cowboy. I don't know what I'm going to come.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Nevertheless, it's time for the last highly esteemed Goon Show!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
The Goons conclude their season with a dramatic drama. So stand by to hear the story of a man with a foul habit. We give you...
Confessions of a Secret Cenopod Drinker.
My name is Ned Seagoon. Thank you, Sir Ian. Coxon, my melody. I had a tough life. Never had a father. Mother got me on the National Health. She had an obliging doctor, you know. As a child, I was very delicate. One blow from a steamroller would upset me for days. In the years Crimson, Scranson, and Two, I fell a victim to drinking cenopod tea. In a basement of a club at East Acton, I obtained my supplies of the dreaded pods. In one corner, a colored band played foul, erotic music. What a den of sin! This particular night, I was to get my supply from an unknown stranger.
Aha, that was me, Count Fred Moriarty, international cenopod ace and head of the secret cenopod ring. Seagoon was to recognize me by a red carnation pinned to the tail of mine shirt.
So that I would not be recognized, I took off my boots. Waitress! Oh, miss?
Yes?
Has an unknown stranger been looking for me?
No.
Thanks.
What?
Curse! The man was late.
At that very moment, I arrived in the room.
Woo! Here! Hey! Over here, mate! Hi! Hey, over here! Have a little shot with the glasses! Woo! Hi! A shot with the glasses, please!
He tried to attract my attention.
Have you got the pods?
Yes, but they're clearing up nicely, thanks.
The cenopods!
Yes. I have 2 ounces in handy 3-ton packets.
Give me them.
Wait, 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 wait. First, the money.
Here. 8 pence in 1-pound notes.
Zanks.
Zonks. With a trembling hand, I broke open the precious packet of cenopod tea. Hello?
Pardon me.